Blog Talk Radio.
From out there in the world, this is the Chaos Talk Show with your host, the one and only Derek Bolivar.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Prophet Samuel with you tonight to bring you the Word of God with power, with anointing that will turn your life around in the name of Jesus. Once again, Prophet Samuel of Rock of Faith International in Lawrenceville, Georgia. You are welcome to this radio show, and I believe that as you have joined tonight, your life will never remain the same. I trust that God will move mightily as you join on this radio show tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I welcome you and I encourage you to open your heart tonight to be able to receive the Word of God that will make a drastic change in your life and in the lives of your family. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So go and invite your friends, invite everybody to join, invite the entire family to call in and join tonight. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you tonight. I thank you for your precious children that are on this line that I hear in my voice, or those that will hear it later. Father God, I thank you for their lives. I thank you for what you have done in their lives since Friday to this moment. And I thank you for what you will do tonight, precious Lord. I pray that everyone at the sound of my voice, that you will touch them tonight, Father God. As we go into your word, I pray that healing will come speedily, deliverance will come speedily in the name of Jesus. I pray that chains of Satan, every evil mechanism that may be holding them, I break them loose tonight. For the Bible declares that whom God is set free is free indeed. I pray that your people will be delivered and be set free tonight in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Move and reign. Touch every life. Let there be a testimony of your power, of your presence, and your glory in their lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Tonight, I will be speaking on kill your giants. Kill your giants. What is giants? Giants is anything that disrupts or delay the purpose and the plan of God for in your life to come to pass. Giant is anything that put limitation on your destiny, that put hindrance on your destiny, preventing you from reaching the purpose of God for your life. So giants can be any limitations, and there are giants that must be killed for you to experience the plan of God. There are giants that must be destroyed in your life for you to be able to experience the newness of God. There are limitations that must be broken by the power of God for you to really see the manifestation of God in your life. And so we need to go in the battle to be able to destroy the works of Satan. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 says, For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God and pulling down of stronghold. So to win in the battle of life, you must stand against every form of power and bring them under subjection so that the purpose of God can come alive in you, so that the plans of God can manifest in your family, in your health, on your business. So there are giants that we are going to destroy tonight so that you can begin to enjoy the peace of God, so that you can begin to enjoy the plans of God for your life. When we look at the book of 1 Samuel, when we look at chapter 17, we saw the children of Israel that they were being terrorized by giants, the Philistines. They are being terrorized by this man. And the Bible says, when you read from that verse, chapter 17 and verse 1, and read it to the end, you will see that the children of Israel were afraid because they were giant, they were strong man, they were stronghold that stand against the fulfillment of God in their lives. So giants will always create fear. Giants will always create fear. It will create discouragement. It will create confusion. And until you face that giant and destroy them, you will continue to be limited in every areas of your life. And the Bible says, for God has given us the power, not that power of fear, not power of that discouragement, but power to pull down every stronghold that stand in your way. So the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we saw how David dealt with giant that stood against the children of Israel. We know that David was a very young man, and his father, Jesse, sent him to go and feed his brothers who were at the front war. I must let you know that the life that we are in is a battlefront. We are in a battlefront every day, every night. For the Bible says, for enemies, for Satan, go around here and there to see whom he may devour. enemies, they go to and fro to see whom they may devour. And unless you are ready in the battle of life to destroy the work of Satan, you will become a prey to the enemy. So children of Israel, they were faced with this mighty man of warrior. The Bible described them as a giant. That means they were above 7 feet tall. They were great men. They were strong. And David was sent to the battlefield by his father Jesse to go and feed his brothers. And as he got there, he began to hear noise. And he said, who is these people defiling the God of Israel? You see, giant, we always make a noise to make you fearful. Giant, we always make a loud noise, and it may speak through your ear. It may speak even through your heart, and it will create fear. It will create anxiety. It will create depression. It will create stress. And when you begin to see this, you should know that this is the works of enemy. It is the mechanism that the enemy use to bring distraction to where God taking you. So the Bible says, David heard this loud voice terrorizing the children of Israel. And he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine defiling the God of Israel? And he said to him, today God will give your head to me. So David stood family, why others were being fearful, where they were being fearful, where they are being terrorized. But David understood something. He understood that the one that is with him is more than they that are in the world. You see, when we believe in God and we trust in his power, we understand that there is nothing that enemy can do. You know, the book of Psalms says that 1,000 shall fall at your right hand and 10,000 on your left hand. Say, with your naked eye, you will see them, but they will not come near you. So David understood the power of God. And he went before the Goliath and said, you today, God will give you into my hands, and I will feed your eyes to the birds of the air. So we must believe that God has given you and I power and ability to destroy the works of Satan. And the Bible says in that book of Psalms chapter 17 that David, even though others were discouraging him, that he's too young, he's not strong enough, he's not big enough to be an army. But David trusted in the power of God. And they began to question David. David said, hey, listen, God has given me power to destroy lion, to tear up a lion. And he has given me power to destroy, to tear up beer. If you read that book of Samuel 15, chapter 30, verse 37, you will see, David said, moreover, the Lord delivered me from the pew of lion and from the pew of bear. He delivered me from the hands of these Philistines. So God is faithful to them that diligently seek him. David trusted in the Lord, and if we read further, we saw how David destroyed the Goliath. How David destroyed the Goliath. Because David believed that that he has no power of his own. David believed that he has no power of his own, and he depends on God's power to destroy the giant before him. And the Bible says, as they begin to dress up David and prepare him to meet this giant, this Philistine giant, they put a armor on him, and he said to him, I don't need this. Just let me have my sling and three stones. And David said to fight the giant. And as David, the Bible says, David moved towards the giant before he releases his sling. So we, as a believer, we must understand that we don't run away from giants. We don't run away from challenges. We don't run away from, you face whatever it is that you need to deliver yourself, trusting God, that God himself will deliver you. So David went before the giant and he releases his sling, and the stone sank in the head of the giant, and the giant fell before him. And I pray that every giant that stands against you, they are falling before you tonight in the name of Jesus. Every giant standing in your way, they are utterly destroyed in the name of Jesus. And the Bible declares that as the giant fell before David, the rest of them begin to run, and they pursue them and kill all of them. So David knew that God is faithful, and he knew that he had no power of his own, that God will give him victory. And as David released the stone on his sling, the hands of God guided the stone to hit the giant on his forehead. And the giant fell instantly. I pray that your giant is falling tonight in the name of Jesus. Your giants are falling tonight in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how many, it doesn't matter where they're coming from. The hands of God will destroy your giant in the name of Jesus. So what do we need to be able to destroy? What must you do to be able to destroy the works of the enemy? Now, there are so many enemies now that they don't appear as it was in the Bible. Now they appear in different forms. They appear in social media. They appear in every corner. They appear on your job, wherever they appear. In the family, they appear. And so what must you do to overcome your giants? Prayer. Number one, what you must do is prayer. Or one of the principles to overcome your giant, prayer. For the Bible says we must pray without ceasing. And it is through prayer we communicate our heart desire to God. It is through prayer that we bring changes into our lives. It is through prayers you destroy the works of enemy. And that brings me to a particular story in my life. I was a young believer and very strong in my belief. And growing up in Africa, in Nigeria, where you have herbalists, voodoo men, and all kind of ungodly activities. As a young man, there was a man who was an herbalist. He was a voodoo man, and he was an uncle to my friend. And whenever I go to my friend's house, he will send me on errands to buy him stuff, and I would go. And one day, he said to me, "Oh, you've been a good boy. Let me give you this voodoo medicine that you can use so you can do well in school." So I told this man, I said, "Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it, but I don't believe in voodoo. I'm a believer." So I was, and at that time, I was about 13, 14 years old. And this man, I didn't know he was upset with me. So there was a festival they do in my hometown then, whereby no female comes out, only men, no female comes out for 3 days. So, and this very particular day, I was at the church. And as I was at the church, God, in my dream, I slept at the church that night. And that very night, I had an encounter with God, and he brought the picture of that man. He brought it in my dream. And he said to me, "When you see this man on so-so-so date, run for your life." And that very particular day, I saw this man. And he was coming towards me to do me harm. He was coming towards me so that he can do bad things to me for rejecting his voodoo. And why did I say that? I say that to say, being in the presence of God gives you victory over enemy. Prayer is the master key to every power, to destroy every power of the enemies. Prayer is the master key that brings solution to every challenges of life. So we must be, you must be grounded in your prayer life to experience victory in your life. You must be grounded in seeking God to experience deliverance in your life. So number one is prayer. So number two, being grounded in the word of God is what gives us liberty. Grounded in the word of God. We saw the story of Jesus Christ after he has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. We saw that there was a giant before him, Satan, who took him to a place and said, "If you are the Son of God, turn this bread, this stone to bread." And Jesus said to him, "For man is not made for bread alone. For we are not made for just eating and drinking alone." So Jesus Christ quoted the word of God to Satan. And he took him again and said, "You jump from this place. And before you hit the floor, the angels of God will lift you up so you don't dash your foot against the stone." And Jesus replied him, he said, "For it is written, you shall not test the Lord your God." So we must know what is written in the Bible to be able to conquer the enemies. We must know what is written in the Bible. So it is very important that we study our Bible so that we can come against the works of Satan by declaring the word of God. The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 said, "This book of law shall not depart from your mouth." That is, the word of God must continuously be in our mouth. It will continuously be in our heart. He said, "But thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Meditating the word of God, to declare the word of God. The Bible says that whatever we declare according to his word on heart, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we lose by his word on heart shall be loosed in heaven. So the book of Joshua says, "This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but we shall meditate in it day and night, that thou may observe to do according to what is written." If we don't study the word, how can we do according to what is written? Then he said, "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have success." So that means it doesn't matter where enemies stand. When we have the word of God, we can declare it, and whatever we declare it, God will sanction it. God will sanction it. So number two, we need the word of God to have victory over the works of Satan. To subdue the giant, we need the word of God. And number three is fasting. Is fasting. When we fast, we consecrate ourselves before God. And the Bible says, for we cannot do all these things without prayer and fasting. And if we remember, the Jews, they went to ask Jesus that, how come his children, his apostles, are not fasting? He said, why should they fast when I'm here with them? He said, but the time will come when I'm not here that day, we have to fast. So to really subdue enemies or giants under your footstool, you must fast. You must fast and pray through that God, because when you fast, you consecrate yourself. And when we fast, we are separated. We are separated. And God answers prayers through our praying and fasting. And number four, we must have faith. Faith in His power. The Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith in God, pay faith in His power that is able to perform that which is concerning you. So these are the principles that we need to be able to face the works of the enemy. To face the works of the enemy. Now we're just going to look at what giant you may be facing. Because like we said, giant doesn't have to be a physical man. It could be a spiritual thing. It could be satanic spirits that constantly standing against the purpose of God for your life. And one of your giant could be lying. It could be adultery. It could be drunkenness. It could be fornication. And because we know the purpose of God for our lives according to Jeremiah 29:11. We know the purpose of God that is of hope, is of peace. And to be able to experience the joy of God and the peace of God and the purpose of God, then we must take stand in the call which you and I have been called to. That means we must walk in holiness. The Bible says we should flee from every unrighteousness. So anything that is standing in the way of God's plans for your life is a giant. And the Bible says, ask anything in my name, I will do it. God is a chain breaker, is a yoke destroyer. But you must submit all these things. They could be a barrier. They are a barrier, not they could be. They are giants in your life that are debarring you from attaining the purpose of God. And God is faithful to them that diligently seek Him. God is only faithful to them that diligently seek Him. The Bible says, shall a man continue to dwell in sin? that the glory of God may multiply in him? And the Bible says, no, it is impossible. So that means to really experience the glory of God in your life, you must flee from every sinful nature. They bring limitation, they bring stagnancies into lives of believers. So abstaining from sinful nature through prayer, through repentance, and once you truly repent and you leave all the sinful nature, which are giant in your ways, you will begin to see the move of God. And I pray that the power to flee from every sinful nature is coming upon you right now in the name of Jesus. All those hindrances, all those limitations, they are broken in your life tonight in the name of Jesus. They are broken tonight in the name of Jesus. You are set free from every sinful nature in the name of Jesus. What are the other giants? It could be any kind of sickness. It could be any kind of sickness. And we know the plans of God, that sicknesses is not of Jesus Christ. It is the work of Satan that limits you, jobless, that holds you captive. And by declaring the word of God, through praying and fasting, that you can receive your healing. And the chain, the bondage of shame, can be utterly broken in your life. So the book of 2 Corinthians 10 says, for the weapon of our warfare, no carnal, but mighty through God. So mighty through God to pull down every stronghold. So to pull down every stronghold, our weapon of warfare is the word of God. It's through the work of God, the word of God. By declaring the word of God constantly, if you are dealing with giant of sickness, you can begin to declare, for by stripes we were healed, I am healed, I am delivered, I am set free. By stripes I am set free. Declaring that word constantly, I am healed, I am delivered in the name of Jesus, by his blood I am delivered. Declaring that word and having faith, because the Bible says every word that proceeds out of God's mouth will not return void until I accomplish that which he has said, set it to perform. So constantly declaring the word of God. And Ephesians 6:11 says, to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What is the armor of God? Against the word of God. So the word of God is our weapon of warfare, that when we decree, the Bible says, decree a thing and it shall be established. So when we decree the word of God, God answer us instantly. And I pray that God will answer you by fire tonight in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. the book of Ephesians says, for we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of this world. That's who we are dealing with. And we need the word of God to overcome them. We need the prayer. We need to pray constantly so that God can deliver us and set us free. And I pray that it will set you free tonight in the name of Jesus. It will set you free tonight in the name of Jesus. And when we walk in righteousness and we are faithful in our service towards God, we can rest in Him. We can rest in God, that His mighty hands will deliver, His mighty hands will save. This book of 2 Chronicles 20:15 said, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, says the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You cannot be afraid. You cannot be scared. You cannot be discouraged. Your position is praying. When you are in that position of praying and seeking God's face, you can trust that He will fight your battle. He will fight your battle and He will deliver. Winning the battle of life is trusting in God's power, trusting in His word, and having faith that He will deliver, that He will set you free. And I pray that He will set you free in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledging God in every challenges, in every battle of lives, is what brings victory in our lives. And I pray that that victory is coming your way tonight. It's coming your way in the name of Jesus. It's coming your way in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you tonight for everyone that has joined tonight. I pray that your word will be established, that you will give them the courage to seek you more, to know you more, and to be grounded in your word, that their victory may come speedily. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. If you are joining and you do not believe, you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you to do that tonight, to really be delivered, to really be set free. The first step is to give your life to Jesus. And if you just want to pray this prayer with me, I encourage you to pray, because tomorrow may be too late. Father God, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I give my life to you. Wash me with your sin. I believe that you died, and on the third day you resurrected. Save my life, and I will follow you. In Jesus' precious name. If you pray that prayer, you are delivered in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you for joining. Have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Amen.